Queensland authorities have launched four separate inquiries into the circumstances surrounding the death of an unborn baby after the mother was turned away from a regional hospital. 26-year-old Emma Green approached the Rockhampton-based hospital several times while she was in labour last weekend, but her family says she was sent home, even after Ms Green told hospital staff her baby had stopped kicking. Queensland Police, Queensland Health, the hospital and the coroner are now all investigating the case. Stephanie Smale reports.
Emma Green went into labour last Friday. She drove from Gladstone to the Rockhampton Hospital but was sent home. Her aunt Sue Bishop says she went to the hospital twice the next day and again on Monday but was told her contractions were still too far apart to admit her. Sue Bishop says her niece felt the baby stop moving on Tuesday morning and went to the hospital again that afternoon.
She got to the hospital at 4 o'clock and said, my baby hasn't moved for hours. I'm scared. I think something's wrong. They said, we don't have a bed. You're going to have to go away and come back at 8 p.m. because she doesn't live in Rockhampton and they hadn't progressed to another motel room. She went out and sat on the front doorstep and waited for 4 hours and went back in at 8 o'clock. At 8 p.m. they actually did a monitor of the baby's heart and they told her he's dead.
Sue Bishop says her niece had to wait until 8 p.m. that night because the hospital didn't have a bed for her. She says both Emma Green and her baby had been healthy throughout the pregnancy.
It's been a model pregnancy. There's never been a health issue with her or the baby. They thrived together. This was a perfectly healthy baby that was let down by incompetent humans. If they'd have induced her on Monday afternoon at that 4 o'clock appointment, after she'd already been in labour for 3.5 days, if they'd have induced her then, they'd have delivered a live baby.
The Director of Medical Services at the Rockhampton Hospital has released a statement. He's offered his sympathies to the family and says an investigation is underway so the hospital can learn from the incident. Queensland's Health Minister Lawrence Springborg says his department and the Central Queensland Hospital Board are also investigating, along with police and the coroner.
Hopefully we'll be able to work out what actually happened here and, of course, if anything did go wrong as a consequence of people not doing what they should have done, then appropriate action will be taken and systems will be improved. But sometimes things do happen which are beyond anyone's control, and what we need to do is to actually establish what the facts are here so that everyone will have some closure around what is a very tragic event.
Hannah Darlin from the Australian College of Midwives says bed shortages in hospitals mean women often have to wait to be admitted.
With nearly 300,000 women giving birth every year in Australia, it's not surprising that every so often the inn is full. And that certainly does happen around the nation, probably on a daily basis, where women would have to be diverted to other hospitals or would be in waiting rooms while we get a woman out from a delivery ward bed into a postnatal bed.
Hannah Darlin says it can be difficult for medical staff to determine how quickly a woman's labour will progress, especially with first-time mothers.
Midwives and doctors have to deal with that whole spectrum and try to get it right all of the time. And sometimes, yes, mistakes happen and we don't get it right, and it's very sad.
Emma Green was admitted to a private hospital in Rockhampton to deliver her baby. She's expected to return home today. Her aunt Sue Bishop says Rockhampton's public hospital should offer her niece compensation. She says something must be done to prevent other families going through such a terrible ordeal.
They need to pull out all the stops and say, this didn't need to happen. Let's not let it happen ever again, as of today, not next week, not next month, not in a year or 3's time when there's a new government in.
Sue Bishop, ending Stephanie Smale's report.